Okay. So be honest. How much do you know about the Federal Reserve System? Well, your first thought might be monetary policy and setting the short-term interest rates. The San Francisco Fed has come up with a game to help explain the impact of interest rate decisions on the economy. It's called Share the Fed, where you get to set interest rates and then see the impact of your decisions on the economy. Jody Hoff of the San Francisco Fed recently spoke with HPR's Bill Dorman and explained the main point of the game is to help with the mission of education.
How do we help people understand more about what the Fed is trying to do with monetary policy and that short-term interest rate called the Fed funds rate?
How do people respond to this, and what sort of reaction do you get from folks?
Well, you know, I think people are delighted just the fact that they can learn about a little bit more about monetary policy without having to dig into a textbook or some deep economic research paper. I understand, Bill, maybe that you all had been playing the game in your offices.
We have. It sort of got around, and it's quite the challenge. It's not, monetary policy is not as easy as some people may think.
Well, the economy is a complex organism, basically, and when you think about how the Fed is setting monetary policy to try to keep the economy on track and to meet our dual mandate goals, it is a complicated process.
So, Jody, I got to ask you, WalletHub did a recent survey of Americans, and they surveyed about 1,000 Americans. 50% think rate hikes make mortgages more expensive. 16% think the Fed is in charge of credit scores. So in terms of education, you've got kind of a challenge out there.
Well, you know, on those numbers that you just quoted to me are really interesting, and I, you know, some of that may be on what we can do with the monetary policy game, but I think it's a good start, and what it, you know, one of the reasons that we were interested in the game in particular is that we have an interest, of course, in education and helping young people prepare themselves to be adults and to be interacting in the economy and understanding about, you know, what interest rates do and how they do impact the economy, and, you know, what are some of the Fed's roles and responsibilities, and clearly setting credit scores is not one of them, but people may not know that. But hopefully, as a result of playing the game, they get a better sense of what the Fed's responsibilities are and what monetary policy can and really can't do, because it's not a panacea necessarily.
But that idea of the relationship between interest rates and the economy, and you can use various analogies, whether it's the foot on the gas pedal as you lower rates, that you're stepping on the gas a little bit more, as you raise rates, you tap the brakes maybe a little bit. One of the past Fed chairmen famously described the Fed's role as taking away the punch bowl when the party gets going. Is that something that, again, has the mission has stayed the same, perhaps, but on when it comes to communicating intentions, has the Fed become a bit more open than it used to be?
Well, you know, some of those are pretty deep questions, Bill, and I may not be the best person to comment on that, but I think it's pretty clear that the Fed has definitely tried to be more transparent in terms of what our goals and missions are, and being more thoughtful about communicating that on a real consistent basis. And, you know, you see Janet Yellen after FOMC meetings periodically giving press conferences, and, of course, she's testifying in front of Congress. And we have lots of speeches that are occurring around the country from Reserve Bank presidents. And, you know, here in San Francisco, our President John Williams is really committed to a very open and transparent schedule where he is out talking to diverse groups of people about what we're trying to do with the monetary policy piece. So I think you're absolutely right that there is a real commitment to more openness and transparency.
You know, and certainly while the setting of target zones for short-term rates is one function and through the Open Market Committee, that's not everything the Fed does. The division of different districts, District 12, where you are, includes Hawaii, where we are. What sort of information does the San Francisco Fed follow when it comes to Hawaii's economy?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question, Bill. In terms of, you know, a lot of what you hear about the Fed's work is, of course, from a national perspective, but every district cares very deeply about what's going on in their local local economies. And, you know, as those local economies all contributed to that bigger aggregate picture. So we're interested in gathering information about what's happening locally. And we do that in a couple of ways. We do that through our local boards of directors. And we also have some advisory committees. And, in fact, we have Peter Ho, who's the chairman and CEO of the Bank of Hawaii, who's a member of our head office board. And, you know, Peter Ho is reporting regularly on conditions in Hawaii back to our board here. We also have a community advisory council that talks more about local communities and community development. And we have an individual there her name is Michelle Kahani. She's the executive director at the Native Hawaiian Advancement Group, and she also participates in providing information and insight about what's happening in Hawaii. The other thing I wanted to mention, Bill, that's actually a pretty readable report for folks that aren't economists, which is the Beige Book, and those are updated on about 9 times a year.
And the Beige Book is that regional look at the regional economies of the United States.
That is exactly, mm-hmm. And it gets really interesting breakdown in terms of what's happening in local industry.
And it's called the Beige Book, by the way, just because once upon a time when it came out in a hard copy, the cover used to be beige, and that name has stuck with it over the years, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. We have a number of different colors. for those documentations, so that's kind of an old holdover. I don't think we actually have a physical beige book that comes out, but you can certainly get all that information is available at the Board of Governors website.
As part of the San Francisco Fed's community engagement group, and you spoke a bit in terms of Hawaii and field work and such, but how do you act to engage the community more broadly and, again, beyond just the story of interest rates?
Well, one of the things that obviously we do a lot of outreach work, so I the group I manage deals primarily with educators. And so we have a programming that we do primarily for high school and college educators and try to get them more involved and engaged in learning more about the Fed and the Fed's role in the economy. We also have a community engagement group, a community development group that does tremendous work throughout the district in helping, and they partner with other community development groups to bring best practices in terms of what is it that contributes to growing vibrant and healthy communities.
And Jody, before we go, I got to ask you, if there's one single point that is the most common point of misunderstanding when it comes to the Fed that you would like to illuminate our listeners about, what would that be?
Well, you know, the one that seems to come up, and it may seem kind of obvious to some folks, is that the Fed really is engaging. Our mandate is in the financial markets. You know, we're stewards of this thing called the dual mandate, which is about stable prices and maximizing employment. But we don't do things like fiscal policy, and that is one of the most common misperceptions that I see. Bill, much like people thinking that the Fed was engaged in creating credit scores, we don't do that, and we also don't do fiscal policy.
You can get a sense of this with Chair of the Fed, the game of the San Francisco Fed. Jody Hoff is Director of Education and Outreach at the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. Thanks very much for joining us, Jody.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bill.
And you can find the link to Chair of the Fed under the conversation page on our website. Just look at hawaiipublicradio.org.